This is DW News, live from Berlin. US journalist arrested in Russia on spying charges. Evan Gerskovich of the Wall Street Journal is the first American reporter to be held for espionage since the Cold War. The White House has condemned his detention. Also on the program, King Charles on a charm offensive in Berlin. The British King addresses the German Parliament, partly in German, and emphasizes the ties between the two countries. And Brazil's right-wing former president Jair Bolsonaro returns home, promising to lead the opposition to his successor's government. I'm Phil Gale. Welcome to the programme. The White House has condemned the arrest of an American journalist in Russia on spying charges. Russia's security service, the FSB, accuses Evan Gerskovich of trying to obtain classified information. He's pleaded not guilty, and his employer, the Wall Street Journal, is demanding his immediate release. It's the first time an American reporter has been detained in Russia as an alleged spy since the Cold War. And Washington is advising US citizens to leave.
Guards at a Moscow court bundled Evan Gerskovich out of the building following his brief appearance. The 31-year-old pleaded not guilty to spying charges. But exactly what he's alleged to have done remains unclear. His lawyer says he wasn't even allowed in the courtroom.
I can't say anything because I haven't seen the charges filed against him, but I'm convinced that my client could only have acted legally.
Gerskovich was arrested hundreds of kilometers away from Moscow in the city of Yekaterinburg. He's believed to have been working on a story about local attitudes to the war in Ukraine. But Russian authorities claim Gerskovich was acting on behalf of the US to access state secrets.
Under the guise of journalistic activities, a journalistic visa and accreditation, judging by the investigative measures taken against him, he was engaged in completely different activities.
Gerskovich has been working in Russia as a journalist since 2017. He's been with the Wall Street Journal for just over a year, and the paper has been quick to condemn his arrest. In a statement, they demanded his immediate release. Other journalists also expressing their grave concerns.
It has a chilling effect on foreign journalists, especially Western journalists. We try to inform international community, international public opinion about the war and about what's going on in Russia.
Gerskovich is the highest profile American arrested in Russia since basketballer Brittany Griner, who spent 10 months in jail on drugs charges. For now, he will spend the next 2 months here in a pre-trial detention centre. His silence a further blow to dwindling media freedoms in Russia.
Well, Evan Gerskovich used to work with DW's Moscow bureau chief, Yuri Reshetto, who told me more about the case.
Well, Phil, Evan Gerskovich was in Yekaterinburg in Russia's Ural Mountains on a research trip. Apparently, his subject was the private army Wagner group fighting in Ukraine. Evan Gerskovich is said to have been arrested by the Russian Secret Service FSB after visiting a restaurant in the evening. I'd like to stress that he worked completely legally as a reporter in Russia. He had an official press accreditation, but he knew supposedly that the Secret Service FSB was obviously monitoring him, especially in the last few days in Yekaterinburg. That's what he told to his friends and colleagues. Remarkable in this context is Kremlin's reaction. Vladimir Putin's spokesperson Dmitry Peskov commented surprisingly clearly on the incident, saying that Gerskovich was caught red-handed. According to the motto, he deserved it. It should be noted that the Kremlin usually reacts very differently. It mostly says nothing at all, but the fact that Peskov commented so categorically could mean that President Putin personally gave his okay for the arrest of Evan Gerskovich. That's at least the suggestion.
Right, so what's likely to happen to him?
Well, Gershkovich is now in custody in Moscow until the end of May. He could face up to 20 years in prison for so-called espionage. But many guess that what's really at stake is a potential exchange of the U.S. citizen Gershkovich with one or more Russians behind bars in the West. Among them could be the Russian Krasikov, for example, who is in prison in Germany for the so-called Tiergarten murder, or some other Russians, including suspected Russian agents in Slovenia, for example.
Right. So presumably this is going to have quite an effect on other journalists working inside Russia.
Well, this case caused, of course, outrage among all the foreign journalists in Moscow and can be clearly understood as a warning, as a signal to all critical reporting journalists in Russia. The previous similar case, you mentioned it, was in the former Soviet Union almost 40 years ago. Back then, a U.S. reporter was also accused of espionage. Today, many Western journalists already left Russia since the war began. DW was also banned in Russia. Our Moscow bureau had to close a month before the war. And since then, however, we have been reporting a lot about this country from abroad, including from our new studio here in Latvian, in the Latvian capital, Riga.
Right, thank you for that, our Moscow bureau chief, Yuri Bresheta. Britain's King Charles has highlighted the ties between his country and Germany and become the first reigning monarch to address the German parliament. The second day of his three-day visit also included trips to a military unit and an organic dairy farm and cheesemaker.
Standing ovations for the King. Alternating between German and English, Britain's Charles III praised the British-German friendship in a historic speech that frequently drew laughter from lawmakers.
Of course, there is also rivalry. I'm thinking in particular of the encounters between our football teams. With that in mind, it was very special that the English women's soccer team, the Lionesses, became European champions by beating Germany.
But he also came with a serious political message, speaking of reconciliation and the need to learn from the past, with Europe's security once again threatened by Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine.
The world has not passively stood by. Even as we abhor the appalling scenes of destruction, we can take heart from our unity in defense of Ukraine, of peace and freedom.
Verteidigung der Ukraine, des Friedens und der Freiheit.
Charles then went on to visit some of the Ukrainians who have taken refuge in Germany since Russia's invasion and highlighted how both Germany and the UK are providing support. Side by side, also militarily. That was the message of his visit to a joint German-British military unit outside of Berlin. And last but not least, at this eco-village, Charles got his hands down and dirty, helping to make cheese and discuss organic farming. Since long before he became Britain's sovereign, environmental issues have been at the heart of his agenda. His first trip abroad as Britain's monarch is seen as an effort to reset Britain's relations with the European Union post-Brexit. Soft power through photo ops? So far, it looks like it has been a piece of cake for Charles.
Let's take a look at some more stories that are making headlines around the world. Around 30,000 protesters in Israel have blocked a highway in Tel Aviv in support of the government's controversial judicial reform bill. The proposed changes would allow Parliament to override Supreme Court decisions with a simple majority. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced this week that he was postponing the legislation following months of protests. At least 8 Hindu worshippers have died after plunging into a stairway leading to a well when a temple floor collapsed in the central Indian city of Indore. 12 people were rescued. The incident happened during the Hindu festival of Ram Navami. At least 31 people have been killed in a ferry accident in the Philippines. Officials say the boat caught fire off the southern island of Basilan. Some passengers drowned after jumping overboard. Several are still missing. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says future relations with China, the EU's biggest trading partner, will depend on how Beijing deals with the war in Ukraine. Ms. von der Leyen said the EU needs to cut its risks when dealing with a China that's becoming more repressive at home and more assertive abroad. The West fears Beijing could supply Russia with weapons. The Commission President is preparing for a visit to the Chinese capital, where she says the focus will be on frank dialogue.
Our relationship with China is far too important to be put at risk by failing to clearly set the terms of a healthy engagement. It is clear that our relations have become more distant and more difficult in the last few years. We've seen a very deliberate hardening of China's overall strategic posture for some time.
Ursula von der Leyen. Now to Brazil, where the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has returned home after 3 months in Florida in the United States. He's planning to lead the opposition to the government of his leftist successor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The right-wing Bolsonaro is under investigation over the storming of Brazil's Congress in January after he lost the election. He could face jail and be made ineligible to run for office. I spoke to journalist Sam Cowie, who's covering the story from Sao Paulo. I asked him how Bolsonaro's return is likely to impact Brazilian politics.
Well, that's a really interesting question, right? Because, you know, Brazil's last election was very hard fought. It was, you know, the tightest election in decades. Lula won by, you know, a very small percentage point margin. So Brazil, in Bolsonaro in Brazil, he remains an extremely popular character. However, it's probably unlikely in the short term, at least, that he's going to have a huge impact on his return is going to have a huge impact. That's probably because we see the Lula government still quite strong at the moment. It's taken a few blows in recent weeks, but as a lot of analysts have pointed out, you know, it still enjoys a more than 50% approval rating, which in the grand scheme of things in the world today is a pretty strong approval rating. In the medium to long term, however, many analysts point out, and economists, they say things could get more difficult for Lula, because quite frankly, it's all about the economy. If the economy, you know, grows sluggishly or tanks, then, you know, people in Brazil, as they always do, they're going to blame the president, in this case, Lula. And this would be, you know, the opportunity for Bolsonaro to, you know, say, you know, one of his populist slogans of his, oh, you know, Brazil is going down the pan because of socialism. Look what Lula's doing. You know, this will be the opportunity for him and his party to pounce. So, you know, I would say it's more of a medium to long-term game that they're playing here, eyeing up the municipal elections in 2024 and then the next elections in 2026.
Okay, so what's in the former president's immediate future?
Well, the immediate future will be tackling these investigations. He's been summoned. We found out yesterday he will be summoned over this jewels case and where he received jewels as a present from Saudi Arabia. He said it was a friendly gesture, but he's going to be summoned to give testimony about that. You know, there are four other potentially criminal cases of which he's involved in. The reality is that investigations, especially about powerful figures in Brazil, tend to move slowly. And, you know, there's two options that the opposition, sorry, the current government and supporters body are calling for, which would be for him to be, you know, stripped of his political rights and, you know, possibly even a jail sentence. I think the former is definitely much more likely than the second one. As I say, investigations of over powerful figures in Brazil, you know, tend to become dragged out. The media loses interest, people lose interest, and in the end, they often don't amount to nothing. But I would say, yeah, possibly out of the two possibilities, out of those two possibilities, being stripped of his political rights would be much more likely than any kind of jail sentence.
Okay, thanks for that. Sam Cowie in Sao Paulo.
Thank you.
That's it. You're up to date. More world news at the top of the hour. Stephen Beardsley has your business update in just a moment, including US President Joe Biden's call for tougher rules for mid-sized banks to prevent failures. Have a good day.